Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, Greg saw this story, and I must admit I saw it, and I didn't know what to do with it. And Greg, of course, came up with a brilliant idea of what to do with it. Chris Bosch, the of course, part of the Miami. Was he one of the banana boaters? I don't even know if he was, but he was part of the Miami Heat. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, but they ended up winning two championships with LeBron. Said over the weekend that he has Pat Riley's 2006 NBA championship ring. Is that right? Okay. He's got Pat Riley's 2006 NBA championship ring. How did he get Pat Riley's 2006 NBA championship ring?
Well, from what I'm gathering from the story, this was during a recruiting pitch to get all three of them back, or I'd say to Miami, and that essentially he, the way Bosch tells it, they just took all of his championship rings, 2006 with the Heat, and then the four that he won with the Lakers, and just threw them on the table as sort of a, you know, kind of a whipping it out, so to speak, and putting them on the table. And then at the end of the conference, Riley was just like, hey, you keep the 2006 one with the Heat, and you go win one of your own here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so then later it comes out, like, obviously they win two in 2012 and 2013, and apparently Bosch didn't return it. And he asked Pat Riley about it, and he was like, I mean, yeah, whatever. And so Chris Bosch apparently still has Pat Riley's 2006 Miami Heat or NBA title ring.
Yeah. Now, I'd have to think if I had an NBA title ring of any kind, I'd want to keep track of it. That being said, Pat Riley has won a lot of rings, right? I mean, three with the Heat and many more with the Lakers. So maybe one isn't quite as valuable to him as it would be to somebody like you and me who would be actually getting one for the first time. But what Greg brought up is the classic borrowing something and then either forgetting you borrowed it, or the person who loaned it to you forgot that they loaned it to you, and so therefore you are still in possession of something someone gave you, or vice versa. And this can be something tiny, this can be something big, this can be something nostalgic. 248-539-9797, or on the ticket text also, 248-539-9797. What are you in possession of? Or what do you still lack that you would love to get back?
Jamie, a little housekeeping. The banana boat was Dwayne Wade, Chris Paul, LeBron James, and Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, I didn't think Bosch was a banana boater, but they talked about that when the three of them got together. So, okay, fair enough. Not a banana boater, but still. Gov, you want to start here?
Yeah, so one of our former producers here, Mike Feld, when my kids were starting to get a little bit older and I thought they would enjoy trying to watch the Star Wars movies, I asked him, I go, do you have it? And he's like, yeah, I got all of them on DVD, the whole collection. This was at least 3 years ago now. And it was at our old house, so we're pushing four. I still have it. Now, he's in my fantasy league. That's about the only time we talk anymore. But, yeah, I still have it. I'm a violator.
Will you see him at the draft?
We don't know what we're doing yet. Depends on social distancing.
Oh, that's right.
If he wears a mask, he'll get him back.
That's solid. I mean, I was thinking about this. I definitely am in possession of DVDs that aren't mine. I couldn't tell you all who they all belong to. I know one belongs to one of my neighbors. I know one belongs to my brother-in-law. That you think, okay, I don't have a huge impetus to watch this movie, but I'll borrow the DVD thinking I'll watch it at some point in the not-too-distant future. And then either you watch it and you forget about it, or you just never watch it. And they don't necessarily miss it, because most people just collect DVDs to have them, not to necessarily watch them on a day-in, day-out basis. So I bet DVD is a very popular choice.
No doubt. That's a huge one. And yeah, same thing. We've let people borrow and we haven't gotten them back. And I think another one is, like, at least in our family, table and chairs. Like, some people have longer tables for like, events and things like that. And then, you know, like, I think we took the table and chairs over my mother-in-law's for Christmas, and she still has them. But it's no big deal. We know if we need to use them, we'll get them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think any and all cookware slash dinnerware slash tables and chairs, when you have family involved, it comes and goes. Like, all of a sudden you have it and it's gone, and then you forget where it was, and then you lose track of it. And then, I mean, there's been times where all of a sudden my wife's like, wait a minute, where's that platter she needs for, like, the holidays? It's like, ooh, that could be any number of places right now, because people just don't keep track of it. The other wild card, and I don't think this is true of me, has to be clothes from either friends or maybe ex-girlfriends or ex-boyfriends that have made their way to your house or their house, and then either the breakup happens or something happens, and those clothes never return to the proper owner.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Or what if you have the breakup and then that person left their stuff? Like, you've got the breakup person's stuff. You know, like their tennis shoes are there.
You're not about to give it back. Yeah, exactly.
Right. It's like if they called, you would try to get, you'd maybe make it work then, but you're not volunteering. Hey, by the way.
Yeah. I know that over the years I've loaned out, like, books is another one. I mean, I have a couple books that friends have, which I just know I'll never see again, which is kind of a bummer, because one of the books actually has a certain amount of value to me, but, I just know I'll never see it again. I loaned one friend a bunch of pictures, and he was like, I'm going to put these into the computer. I want to scan them and I'll send them back to you. Never seen him again. There was, like, old pictures from, like, our first radio stop, Gov, back at the old garage building. Some classic photos. I'll never see those again.
Wow, that one would bum me out.
Yeah.
Because now we're in the digital age now. It doesn't matter. But, I mean, there's some photos that you treasure forever.
Oh, yeah. There were some classic old photos from the good old days, for sure. 248-539-9797. Have you ever loaned anything out that you still have, or borrowed something that you still have, either intentionally or not? This could be completely harmless, I would have to think. Heather is chiming in.
I just thought of one. So this actually just came to light the other day. So about a year ago, when we were playing in that Field of Dreams for the station with, you know, the winner. So I was playing, so I borrowed a glove from Colin's father, my husband's father, because Colin's a lefty, so I needed a different glove. So I borrowed one from his dad just for that particular night. We've had it ever since. Didn't even realize that we had it per se, like, it wasn't a thought, because it's something we're not using all the time. And he came over this weekend for our get-together and was complaining. He's like, you know what? I was trying to go out there and play catch with his grandson. He's like, I can't find my glove anywhere. And all of a sudden we're like, huh, we've had it this whole time. This whole time. So we finally did return it to him, but it's been sitting in our garage for probably over a year.
All right, I got a ticket text. My friend several years ago let me borrow NCAA football for the PS3, and I never gave it back. Not only has it become popular again, but the price has gone up significantly.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Yeah, the video game thing, that could, yeah. You got to give those back. I mean, it's one thing.
Yeah.
To me, that's something you almost, like, what's something you wouldn't let somebody borrow? Like, that would be something I wouldn't let somebody borrow.
I mean, I don't know. I might let somebody borrow a video game just because I'm not into video games as much as I used to be, but I can see my kids definitely not giving up the video games for sure.
Well, in particular, that being NCAA 14, that's the last one in the series before they discontinued it. So that's also why it's increased in value and popularity.
Right.
Are they bringing it back?
I think so. I thought I read
that they were bringing it back.
Yeah, I think I heard. Yeah, I think there's strong rumors that they're doing it.
All right, 248-539-9797. I mean, we have stuff in our kitchen I know there's one spoon in our kitchen which literally has Mama's name, address, and phone number on it. So she brought it over one day for some sort of a salad side dish combo, and then the spoon just never left. And, you know, we've just never given it back.
Yeah, the utensil thing is a big one.
I get it.
And some of it, a lot of times we leave it there. We're the ones that forget it, you know, at a party or something like that. But there are certain things you're like, when you go look for them, and you're like, man, it just drives you nuts.
Yeah, yeah. Do you ever, like, I'm trying to think, inadvertently take something, like, from a party or even, like, a condo maybe you're renting or a VRBO where all of a sudden you're like, whoa, wait a minute, this is not, we shouldn't have this or something like that, where, you know, you basically take possession of something without ever meaning to take possession of it, and then the whole thing becomes, do you take the time to return it, or do you just say, oh, that's a loss for everybody all the way around?
Not really.
It has to depend on what it is.
Yeah, not really that. I mean, I wouldn't take something like renting a house up north or something.
No, right? No.
You know, but, or if I did, I would return it. I'd be like, whoa, I'd screwed up here totally. Where I'm a violator is the restaurants, and sometimes we've taken a little dipping sauce thing.
That's nothing.
Everybody does
you
that?
You mean like...
Like a plastic one, you know? Not a disposable.
I don't think that's a problem.
That's not bad?
You know,
I don't either.
Okay, good.
I wouldn't worry about that. That's a zero-sum game. I don't think that's a loss for the restaurant or anything like that. It's like, yeah, we had to go out of business because they were starting to steal all of our side condiments, you know?
All right, we got a few ticket tests. I left my wallet at a Tinder hookup that didn't go well once. Super uncomfortable to get it back, LOL.
Oh, no.
Ooh. Is that from Will Birchfield? Is that... No, sorry.
His Tinder hookups don't go bad.
No, never.
All right. My ex-girlfriend and I bought a 65-inch TV about 5 years ago, and I paid a little more for it and then we broke up. I have to drive to her house and take it back. It was not very pleasant, but hey, I got the TV back.
Wow.
That's crazy. Yeah. I would never do something like that with I'd have to be in an engagement at that point.
You know, I mean, now we're getting into when you mentioned the side sauce or the dipping sauces, Gov, it made me realize something that I've done in the last couple of months, which I'm not necessarily proud of, okay? But I was at a doctor's office, and they had a whole box of masks outside.
Oh, no.
You took the whole
box?
And
I did take a couple of extras for the road.
Oh, that's fine. I think that's
okay. I didn't take the entire box, but at the time, this is before we had these, you know, permanent masks or reusable masks. I mean, Christy has now bought a bunch of masks for the family, so, you know, I have one mask that I use and then wash and then reuse. But these were back when it was just the traditional... Not the N95s, but just those regular
blue medical
doctor's
masks
that they wear, you know, in the exam room. So,
yeah,
I did do that.
Fine.
That was not a borrowing situation either.
Well, I think that's a couple's okay. If you'd have taken the whole box, maybe that's a little bit much.
Yeah, I would say so.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.